The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see all of you here gathered this morning. Welcome to those who are also online tuning in with us. We may even have some people out in the parking lot. Who knows? We may even have some people in the neighborhood. You can pick us up on 103.5 FM. You never know who's listening out there. But it is great to be gathered here this morning. It's the beginning of spring break in our area. And I want to start our time off with our theme for today's worship, both in the reading and then also in our time of confession, and that is this. Don't you guys just love waiting? Do you enjoy waiting? Yeah, not at all. Last week we were in Florida, and on the day that we were going to Universal Studios, a huge storm came. And when I found out about that huge storm, I got really excited because I knew that the wait times at Universal Studio would go way down. Didn't want to wait. And so sure enough, we almost hit every single ride. The girls were trailing behind me for about 12 hours through Universal Studios. We got every ride and Islands of Adventure. It was great. No wait times. It's fantastic. Well, this morning we're actually going to be introduced to somebody who must have been a master at waiting for God, and that is Joseph. We're reading through the narrative of Joseph towards the end of Genesis, around Genesis 37 all the way to Genesis 50. Joseph had to wait a lot. He waited in a pit when he was thrown into it. He waited in prison when he was falsely accused and thrown into prison in a foreign country in Egypt. He had to wait his entire life, but we're going to find some beautiful things about Joseph is that while he was waiting, he didn't wait with impatience and with a bad attitude. He waited with faith and with an attitude of gratitude, and that's going to make a difference for us as we think about the waiting that we have to endure in our own lives. And pray that that message is a blessing for us this morning. Just a couple other notes to share with you. The first is that we do have portals of prayer devotions for the months of April, May, and June. They're out in the narthex, purple in color, so go ahead and pick one up. We have large print and also small print. Those are available. Also, just more encouragement for you to attend our Wednesday night midweek Lent services. The next three Wednesdays will be Holden Evening Prayer, so I know that that's a fun one for people to participate and to sing along with, so know the next three Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. is Holden Evening Prayer. And there's just a short devotion during that service based on the Lord's Prayer, and I think it's helpful for us as we move forward into Easter and Holy Week. I also want to bring recognition to those that served for on Friday afternoon for the backpack ministry. I understand that there were about 20-plus people that were involved in putting those backpacks together. Diane Crocker really spearheaded the efforts, so thank you to Diane and everyone that took part. I'll show a picture. I got your picture. I'm going to show it during my message today as well so people can get a visual of all the backpacks that were put together for those that are in need and the homeless. So. Finally, for our worship service, I just want to highlight those that are singing for us today. Really excited to have Elaine Schwartz and Molly Schultz and Diane Crocker singing for us, leading us in singing, I should say. And then Colleen Schultz is guiding us on the piano and organ. So thank you for being here today. Any other announcements to share before we begin? All right. This is a service that offers Holy Communion, so hopefully before service you grabbed one of those individual cups. You'll hold on to that until our time in which we will commune all together right where we're seated. You'll hear more about that later in our service.